I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. Time for another Tips for Truthers. Yes, it's Friday morning. I've got my coffee. I've been doing a bit of paperwork. I'm wearing my coat because, yeah, springtime has become wintertime again in the UK for some reason, and it's freezing. So excuse the attire. But yeah, Tips for Truthers. This one is kind of a follow-on from the previous, and it's also linked to the next tip as well. What I did originally is I made all three of these just one piece of advice. The first piece, which I discussed last week, was basically leave room for more information. Don't get stuck on one topic. And go watch that. I called it the shelf of wonder, a bit of a metaphor for the idea of, you know, maintaining room in the shelf in the back of your mind for more information to come and new ideas and topics to explore. And this next one, which is linked and was originally linked in the old series I did, is be prepared to be wrong a lot. Like, you're going to be wrong all throughout your journey of becoming a truther. If you're brand new to this, you're discovering a lot of things. You're taking in a lot of information. You're uncovering hidden, occulted truths about reality, you know, and yeah, you're uncovering a lot of corruption and a lot of hidden agendas at play. All sorts of things are happening, and what you can start to do is try and like form big picture worldviews to explain it all, like why the whys and the hows of the purposes behind such conspiracies and control mechanisms. And what I've discovered throughout, you know, doing this for over a decade is I've been wrong a lot about how I interpret the truth. I have been wrong about a lot of things, and I've changed my worldview many, many times. And that's also the third piece of advice that was a part of this original triptych of advice, is that be prepared to have your worldviews constantly changed, and be open to be wrong a lot. And it's we're a bit of a funny bunch in the conspiracy world. We tend to speak with a lot of like certainty about the things we discover. And I'm guilty of this too. We've all kind of done it. And I see it a lot in the comments sections, but it's kind of when you uncover something or a way of explaining away the reality around us, we have a tendency to kind of go like full swing at others. Like, no, this is how it's done and you need to catch up and this is how it is supposed to be. This is the way the whole world functions. This is the ultimate truth and I've discovered it and you need to come and discover it too, type of thing. We get a little bit gung-ho and excited, don't we? We start dictating to everybody else what the truth is. And we tend to roll with things we've heard. I've seen people roll with ideas they may have heard a couple of times as just absolute fact. And just assumed it fits, so it must be true, and just roll with it. And the problem is, some things do get proven wrong or to have been made up, or lies, or quotes that are not attributed to real people. Or we discover things which we assume, because they sound real on the surface and fit the narrative we've made in our head, they must be true. We kind of roll with it and speak as though they are true immediately. One example. Just one example, and this is topical to my community, but this applies to all communities. Just as an example, let's take the Little Season stuff. So I originally, when I made my first video on the topic, I did discuss the rest of the dead concept and who are the rest of the dead if we're in the Little Season. And I speculated, well, it's possible we are the rest of the dead resurrected and living now in the Little Season, because it says the rest of the dead live not again till the 1,000 years has ended. So that could be us. The 1,000-year reign could have ended and we could be the rest of the dead living again in the Little Season. But that was just a theory. That was just an idea. I had nothing really to back that up other than that one verse. It was just a concept, an idea. But I did see many people rolling with it as though it's just absolute fact and speaking as though it is 100% the truth of the matter. And again, why? I could be wrong. That could just be complete conjecture on my part, and I could be way off base. And I had to kind of make it clear that, you know, I could be wrong, guys. I didn't say with any degree of certainty that that was the truth, but people just kind of rolled with it and went with it as though it 100% was the truth. But we could have been wrong. I could be wrong, you know, and I think truthers need to realize, you know, conspiracy theorists, truthers, whatever you want to call yourself, you know, people on the journey to waking up or realizing the reality around them. We need to always leave room for the fact that we could be wrong about a lot of the things we've assumed or believed or are rolling with. We could be wrong. We have to remember that. We have to be humble enough to realize, yes, we might not know it all. And we have to remember we cannot speak with certainty about a lot of the things that we are talking about. We can't. Like, we're uncovering things that have been intentionally obscured and hidden from us and been made occult, which just means hidden, you know, and we've been lied to so much that we are not going to get from our perspective full pictures. We are not going to get from our research position all the information because it's not all available. And people have kept secrets, you know, and have obfuscated facts and hidden and burnt or removed or destroyed evidences. We can only piece together an image close enough to what perhaps is going on, but we can never fully get the whole truth because the whole truth doesn't exist as an available piece of information anymore, unless someone confesses everything perfectly from the inside. But even then, can we fully trust their perspective as the ultimate truth, or they aren't going to embellish or once again lie? We are limited from our perspective to what we can fully understand and integrate as the truth and know for certain. But we have this tendency, I see it a lot, to just roll with it as if this is the truth and there's no denying it type of thing. And that this does not apply to religion. So there's going to be a lot of people out there saying, I will boldly proclaim Jesus Christ as the truth and nobody's going to tell me I'm wrong. And I am a Christian. I also think Jesus Christ is the truth, the way and the life. This is not talking about your belief in God or Christ. This is about conspiracy theories. Okay? Detach for a second. We're talking about conspiracy theories. There are things we can know. And obviously through spiritual experience, encounters, and a personal change in my own life, being born again, I know Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the life, and he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and no one comes to the Father but through him. I know that. I know that. Okay? And I'm not going to deny that ever. And I will stand on that hill. I will die on that hill as the truth. Okay? But when it comes to conspiracies, there are some things I'm willing to let go. I'm not so attached to. I'm open to be wrong about a lot of the things I believe in the conspiracy realm. Okay? So do not equate the two. I am not talking about those two are not the same thing. Okay? There's the truth, the way, and the life, undeniable, Christ resurrected. But then there's conspiracy theories. And we are probably wrong about so much. We're so limited. Okay? And then let's just break up the conspiracy groups into factions. Okay? So there are factions in conspiracy. And Christian truthers, which are probably the majority of my audience, are just one faction. There's the New Age truthers too. There's the Gnostic, alchemical, hermetical truthers. There's the political type truthers out there as well, the left-right paradigms of the same bird. You know, there's different factions of trutherism in the community. And they're all tackling it and interpreting the world around them and the corruption around them from different perspectives. And they all have a different view. And they all don't line up with each other. They don't all agree. Their interpretations are at odds with each other in many, many respects. The New Agers and the Christians are not on the same wavelength. We diametrically oppose each other in terms of what the ultimate truth is and why we have a control system around us. We say it's because of Christ and because God is real and they're trying to hide it. They say it's because God is evil and we are all gods and they're trying to suppress our truth and our abilities to be gods on the earth. It's kind of like, well, that's just one diametrically opposed worldview. I know there's many nuances in the New Age community. Don't start lambasting me and say, no, I don't believe in that. I believe it's this way. Yes, I know. There's thousands of interpretations within the New Age thought on all of this. I get it. The Christians have one way, you know, except unless you're a dispensationalist and you believe in the futurist doctrine and that tribulation's about to come upon us. Or perhaps you're in the new kind of, you know, preterist / little season community where it's saying, no, that's all already happened. They're hiding that truth and now we're waiting for the Gog-Magog war. So even Christendom has a completely different factionalized worldviews on how to interpret the conspiracy. And it's kind of, how can we 100% be certain we're correct from our position? And I came from the New Age group originally, type of New Age worldview. I wouldn't say I was a hippie type New Ager, you know, with the chakra alignments and the yoga and all that sort of nonsense. I was never interested in that kind of stuff. But I came at it from more of an Eastern perspective, a Taoist perspective, that kind of thing, you know. More of a loosey-goosey type interpretation, the psychological Jungian archetypical perspective before finding the truth in Christ and that perspective as a foundation. But that's the point. I really believed all that stuff when I first started interpreting the control mechanisms around us and not trying to interpret symbolism, you know, and I had a lot of cognitive dissonance trying to understand how these people who rule the world, who clearly must be intelligent men, in positions of power and authority, why did they worship Lucifer? You know, these issues I had to try and understand. It's like, why are they so stupid that they've fallen in line with religious ideologies when they're clearly intelligent people? And it's kind of, I have this, it took me a while to realize that worldview falls short. It's wrong. The New Age perspective doesn't answer the conspiracy. It doesn't sufficiently. It has glaring holes everywhere. If anything, what I realized personally is that with the New Age perspective and the New Age type religion is ideal for the New World Order. That's exactly what they want people thinking and believing in. It's basically Luciferianism light, you know, masked with a cover of rainbows and sunshine and lollipops. Like it just wasn't the truth. So I was wrong. And I had to humble myself and realize I was wrong and reinterpret and go through the Christian perspective as an angle, and I've yet to find anything that's proven that angle wrong personally, and I don't think foundationally I'm wrong about that, but in terms of like conspiracies, it wasn't that, you know, and I had to change. And I think a lot of people on their journeys have a lot to drop. They have a lot of ideas they've picked up along the way which are just nonsense, just wrong, you know, just not the truth whatsoever. And you must always be open to being wrong. Always. Like, otherwise we become too dogmatic and we end up falling into factionalized, unnecessary arguments and wars within one another rather than a cohesive movement or community that's actually sincerely trying to get to the bottom of things. It doesn't look good either from the outside. It makes us look insane and divided and squabbling and silly. And it's because we were hard-headed. We're hard-headed by nature. That's what we are as truthers. You know, we refuse to believe what we've been told. So we're defensive and in fighting mode all the time. And many of my other tips are to help deal with and calm down a little bit that angle, you know. But while we're in that mode, we tend to get very defensive about ideas that we're holding dear to ourselves without fully understanding them or knowing if they are the truth or not first. Just because it's contrary to the mainstream narrative, we're rolling with it, you know. And another thing as well, there's a lot of bait out there in the community. There's a lot of detractors out there or liars or infiltrators who are purposefully creating bad ideas for us to jump on and roll with to discredit the community. And there's also the mainstream media itself are leaving things out there for us to discover and discuss and find to make us look and sound stupid so they can pick on it. And it's like, oh, they took the bait. Now we can make an article about how ridiculous they are because they believe this stupid thing we obviously put out there as a falsity, you know. We have to have our wits about us. We have to be careful. And, you know, I'm not saying, like, we can figure it out quickly. Sometimes things seem convincing. And it might take a long time for us to realize it was all bunk. And that's fair enough. But be willing to let it go when evidence comes along that proves it was bunk. And I don't know, I don't want to give any examples exactly, because there's a lot of stuff like that going on right now. There's a lot of communities doing full 180s all of a sudden on certain big topics in the truth community. And, you know, where I stand on a lot of these things is clear on my channel. And there's big things which are being debunked today, which I don't think have been debunked as well, you know, and I still stand true. And I think there's a lot of... there's a lot of attacks at the truther community at the moment to try and discredit the whole thing. There are. And there's a lot of people within the community who have shown themselves to be agents, for lack of a better word. Like, they are clearly playing their role very well right now and are doing 180s on things they've talked about for years suddenly to purposefully discredit the whole movement. And that was their job from the beginning. I think stuff like that is really happening. I think it's been happening for a long time, actually. I think controlled opposition is a real phenomenon in this community. I just can't say for certain who those people are. I can have hunches and ideas, but from our perspective, how can we truly know somebody's heart? How can we know? You know, for certain, they might actually believe the things they're saying and aren't trying to deceive. We don't know. Like, so we have to be careful about all of it, really, and not to fall into that those traps or those pits they kind of leave for us to make us look stupid further down the line. And it's kind of, okay, so we were wrong about something. Maybe sometimes we should just accept that we were wrong and move on. It's like, and there are some things I don't know if we're right or wrong about. I don't. Something like the Mandela effect. Like, for me personally, I don't know what to make of that. I've been following it since it became around, since it's been a thing. I've been trying to understand it. I've been interviewing people. I've been there. I feel Mandela affected myself in many ways. I swear Febreze had two E's. I know it did. You know, I'm there, like, in many ways. But I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a giant psyop. I don't know if it really is the fabric of reality being manipulated by D-Wave computer or through quantum physics of some kind and CERN. I don't know if it's God changing things to make us stronger and more adaptable to the changing realities around us. I don't know if it's alternate timelines merging together. I have no idea what is going on there. Is it a real phenomena or is it a psyop? I'm open to interpretation. I'm not going to commit to any view on that because I could be wrong. And you could be wrong about what you've committed to on that topic. You don't know. And I think we need to be able to say sometimes, I don't know. That's another problem with this community. I find a lot of people are scared to admit that they might not know something as well. And it's a pride issue. I think some things can be a mystery. I think we forget that sometimes. It's okay for there to be things that we cannot understand. Man doesn't like that. Mankind does not like to admit ignorance. It doesn't like to admit that it's not capable of possibly understanding something. So we have to come up with a working theory. Like our best theory so far, and this is what we're going to say is the truth right now. It's what science does. They have plenty of working theories to explain away natural phenomena because they don't understand it. So they try to make something so they can feel better about themselves, you know. But they could be wrong. In fact, science is the method of constantly being proven wrong. Science is a system in which the previous people who came before them are proved wrong by the people who come after. That is what it is. And it's no different in the conspiracy community. There's many things. Like, for years, I thought tribulation was coming. I thought that's what we were doing. We're into all the conspiracy is the Antichrist, mark of the beast. It's the beast system creating a world ready for the Antichrist so he can present the mark to the people and deceive people. And there's going to be Armageddon and there's going to be a millennial reign and all these type of things around the Christ is about to return. And many people are still locked into that, you know, and I believed it for years. Turns out through a bit of extra study and humbling myself and actually focusing and paying attention and contextualizing and reinterpreting and actually looking back on things, I realized that we were wrong. We were way off base, actually. It's already happened. And we're living in the little season. I believe that. You know, and that's... But again, I had to change my worldview. It was hard. It was very difficult. And there are pastors making videos every day now trying to debunk the little season by attacking some straw man boogeyman they've invented that bears no resemblance to what it is we're talking about. Or every day. It's always happening, you know. But even though that is the case, and you know, I believe that's where we are right now, I'm leaving room, and you should always leave room that, yeah, we could be wrong, okay? It's best to know every possible interpretation and possibility. Yes, that's healthy, that's good. But I was certain it was tribulation for so long before I discovered this angle. And I'm certain it's the little season. I am, I really am, and I'm not going to do any 180 backsliding on this anytime soon because nothing's proven it wrong to me. And those who have their arguments fall very, very short every time they attempt it, you know. But I'm going to leave that 0.5% room that this could be wrong. We could be being played again. Right. And I know a lot of people are not going to like hearing that. But I'm the guy out there. I'm doing the interviews. I'm talking to people. I'm telling them, you know, and I'm making it clear. I've said things that, you know, that will make me look stupid if I go back on them. And I don't plan on doing that because, again, I believe it's the truth. But I've preached on my channel in the past that tribulation's coming and that we need to be ready for that. You know what I mean? Like, this is, I'm just giving you an example. Like, be prepared to be wrong a lot. You could be wrong. Like, it's happened to me. It could happen to you. It can happen to all of us in this community at any moment. And we could be believing one thing for years before we end up realizing it was something else. And there are truths. There is an end to all this. I personally think the little Satan thing is the end stage of falling into falsities and realizing everything's a lie. And then eventually you get to the bottom of it. And I think this is the bottom. Personally, I do believe that. I'm pretty solid on that. But foundationally, I also believe as long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the truth, the way and the life, you're covered whatever eschatological worldview you fall under as well. At least get that right. That's the basis. That's the basic foundation. And I think that's why it's necessary for that to be the only thing necessary to be saved, not also having the right eschatology, because we're going to be living, and people are living through, and Jesus knew this. There are going to be some people who are just going to be so blinded and distracted and confused in the world they're going to live in that they're not going to really know what the truth is at all. But as long as we can make sure they know that there's no way through to the Father but through me, will be covered. I'm pretty sure that's probably the thought process that Jesus had when he created this world for us. It's like there are going to be some people who just don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Father. You know, it's kind of, they haven't got a clue. And how can they know based on the corruption that they're living under? Like, he knew that. So he kept it simple, the gospel simple. And I think as long as you're covered by that, you're fine. But we argue, we fight, we backbite, we get angry with each other over these ideas, which are, I mean, extracurricular, you know, the details, the flourishes upon the ultimate truth, like eschatology or flat earth or Mandela effect or alternative history or whatever it is, you know, the details. We should always be willing to change, reinterpret or examine our perspective on those details differently, because we could always be wrong. And I think it's healthy for us to listen to alternative worldviews or interpretations. I think it's healthy for us to be aware of the many things, if not simply just to steel man your own argument and the thing you currently believe in and test it and see if it holds up as true, you know? And yeah, like I said, there are people who do that, and all credit to them. But people who come to the community who have just woken up and are kind of new to all of this, and it's so overwhelming and there's so much information, and they tend to get so overzealous about something they've just discovered and hold on to it as the ultimate truth straight away, because they're so disheartened and upset and heartbroken and messed up from the lies they've been living under for so long that they've just realized a complete nonsense. The whole control mechanism, the Matrix, you know, they've woke up from the Matrix and realized everything is just a lie. They're looking for something to cling on to stay afloat. I think that's kind of what's going on. And then they end up usually clinging on to sometimes nonsense. And coming back, stepping back here, let's go broad again. I find this is the pattern I've kind of noticed. Most people, when they wake up for the first time, fall straight into the New Age stuff. The sacred geometry, sound, frequency, consciousness, kundalini stuff. Everything is frequency and sound and electromagnetism. The whole of reality is a holographic projection type stuff. And then they start getting into spiritual concepts of we are consciousness. And usually that's where people start the David Icke stuff. You know, when they wake up for the first time, they tend to fall straight into that worldview. Because especially if they have no religious context, like they've learned something spiritual and weird's going on. I don't know what the truth is on that situation or matter. And they have so much indoctrination as anti-Christian and anti-God already put into them and fed into them from the system. They never go there first. It's rare they go there first. If you did, congratulations, good for you. You know, well done. You made it. You're different from everybody else and you're better than everyone else, clearly. But most people, 99% of people that wake up for the first time, they go straight into New Age worldviews. And this message is for them too. Be ready to be proven wrong a lot about what you believe currently. It's a process, but you'll realize that all the New Age stuff and all that angle you've kind of fallen into is a part of the agenda too. You'll realize that eventually. It might take a bit of time, but you will realize it. You will get there. Okay, and I'm not trying to be patronizing. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm empathetic. I get it. you might have to go through all that stuff before you realize that it's all bunk. You might have to fight with it and contend with it in your own consciousness and your own mind first before you realize it doesn't fit. Okay, it might take a, and everybody has their own journey and their own time to go through to get to the truth of the matter, which I'm telling you now, to save you some time, I'm advising you, go check out the Christian perspective. You'll find a lot more truth there and you'll realize it fits very quickly. And maybe you need to swim in the dispensationalist rapture stuff for a little bit. Maybe you need to do that. And the tribulations, maybe that's what you need to soak in first. But then you'll also realize that's bunk and you probably switch to the, we're at the end of time after the millennial reign and history's been made up and covered up, the truth of the matter. You know, it's a process. Be prepared. Just be prepared that you're going to get proven wrong a lot. Things that you're going to discover, you've been believing a lot of lies, even when you thought you were awake. Okay, that this will happen to you, whether you like it or not. This is coming, okay? If you've woken up and you're on your journey and you've just begun. It's probably too late for most of you. Most of you are probably already jaded and battered and bruised from the process and have lost everybody already. And this advice is just, I don't know, 10 years too late. Okay, it's more than likely the case for a lot of you listening here. In fact, if you're listening to this stuff, you probably have been doing this for a long time. So maybe these tips are useless. But if you find somebody out there who's like fresh, you know, and they've just woke up for the first time, it's kind of like, whoa, slow down there, buddy. You better go check out these tips first before you go any further. maybe you can help people by showing them this stuff first. But for us old guard, I understand this might be too late for most of us. we've already done it all the hard way, and there's no going back. I get it, you know. Anyway, there you go. This one was a bit of a meandering ramble because I want to bring home the point, you know, and without people thinking suddenly I'm like backpedaling or I'm saying personally that I'm going to change my worldviews on things, and or I'm trying to deceive people into not believing certain things. It's nothing like that. It's just basic common sense advice that you should be living your life always understanding that you might be wrong about some of the fundamental things you believe about reality. Like, otherwise, if you're unfallibly like clinging on to crazy conspiracy theories as though they're absolute facts because some guy on YouTube told you so once, then yeah, you've not got the right mind frame for this stuff. You need to get a better head for these type of things, and you need to do more research and get a bit more trusting in yourself and your ability to actually look for the truth rather than just believing people. You should always be like that, you know, and don't believe anything I say. What do I know? I just say stuff. I just think out loud. I'm thinking out loud every single video you guys watch of me, you know. And yeah, like I said, I've been wrong about stuff. I'm wrong about stuff all the time. I thought Hillary Clinton would win the 2016 election. I made a prediction about it saying, yeah, they're going to carry on doing what they've always done, blah, 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 blah. I was wrong. Okay. We're just people. We're all on this journey together. We're all making mistakes all the time. We should be forgiving of one another for that too. Okay, we should not judge people on wherever they are on their walk. And we should also remember, if we're old guard, we were once in those positions too. We also believed a lot of nonsense too. So let's be forgiving of those who are still there currently, and let's just point them in the right direction. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.